West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A group of citizens protesting a proposed rock quarry off Highway 101 in Paulding County, telling the group's supporters that the Paulding County Planning and Zoning Commission has delayed hearing the developer's proposal until August the 27th. Paulding County's P&Z had initially scheduled hearing the developer's request for rezoning on Tuesday, July the 23rd, that is tomorrow, but the presentation has been delayed, although no specific reason for the delay has been offered. Residents of both Paulding and Carroll County have expressed concern over the rock quarry plan, fearing it would have a negative impact on residents, roads, and environment on both sides of the county line. Well, friends and family of the woman believed to be the oldest living resident of Temple, celebrating her 100th birthday on Saturday. Louise Farmer was born July 20th, 1924, in Villarica. Her church's pastor reading a proclamation in recognition from the state of Georgia.
Whereas the youngest of three children, Louise was born and raised in Villarica, Georgia, and she worked for many years as a dedicated domestic worker. Whereas she raised 13 children and was blessed with 15 grandchildren. Whereas though her long and productive life, she was faithfully attending church as an active and devoted member of her local church, Black Rock Missionary Baptist Church.
The proclamation was authored by District 71 State Rep. Jay Collins. Carroll County Schools District asking parents and guardians to update the transportation preferences for their child ahead of the new school year, letting the district know if your child will be riding the bus in the morning and or afternoons, or if you will be providing transportation via car drop-off and pickup. This helps the district manage traffic flow and student flow at arrival and dismissal times and helps prepare schools and personnel to manage the car rider line. You can get more information from the Carroll County Schools website or their Facebook page. And Carroll County Democrats on Sunday reacting to the announcement that U.S. President Joe Biden has decided not to seek re-election this November. Brian Hager is the group's chairman.
We have known for a while that this discussion is going on at the national level, and that's just above our pay grade. We all know Joe Biden has been a great president. He's done more for our country than any president since Lyndon Johnson. Joe Biden has chosen to put our country first and focus on being President Joe, not candidate Joe. And the Carroll County Democrats are thankful for Joe's many years of service. We're here to support the Democratic ticket.
And President Biden has said he will finish his term. He has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to succeed him. Reuters reports that all state Democratic Party chairs are endorsing Harris to be the party's new presidential nominee to run against Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.